Good evening, everyone. Tonight, our learning is sponsored by David Berger in memory of his mother, Sarah Chana Bas Harav Yitzchak Zichrona Livracha, by Stacy Garden in memory of her mother, Leah Bas Tzivia Zichrona Livracha, and by David Gross in memory of his father, Yosef Tzvi Ben David Yaakov Zichrona Livracha. So it's already Wednesday night. Our Shaila of the Week this week will only have two installments. It will be a brief Shaila of the Week. And the Shaila that I want to discuss is utilizing a shul as a shortcut. The Shaila that was posed to me was as follows. Apparently, and I don't know the full geography of what I'm describing, but perhaps you all will. The question was raised about Keter Torah across town. Apparently, their parking lot, if you go through it and through some path or something like that, there's a shortcut from Romer Avenue to our side of town. Do people know what I'm referring to? Okay, so the Shaila was, are you allowed to use the parking lot as a shortcut to get to whatever destination you are headed to insofar as it is a shul parking lot? You could have raised a similar question with our shul. Let's say you happen to be on West Englewood and you want to get to Jefferson, and you decide it's shorter to cut through shul than to go around. It probably isn't, for the record, because the time it will take you to get up the steps doesn't make it worth your while. But assuming you're very fast on the steps and you decide that you want to use the shul as a shortcut, are you allowed to do so? Now, of course, the first question when raising these kinds of shilos is there any hakpada? Is there any concern on part of the owner of the property? I did not speak to Rabbi Baum as to whether or not Keter Torah minds when people use their parking lot as a shortcut. We're going to assume for our purposes that there's no problem there. That would get us into the complicated question, a choshen mishpat question, a monetary question, of zenen abzelo chaser, utilizing someone else's property when it does not incur any loss to the owner of the property. That's a complicated halachic discussion. But we're going to assume our question is a non-starter unless you have permission from the owner, from the proprietor, from whoever owns the property to do so. In such a case, would you be allowed to utilize the shul property as a shortcut? Now, what would the potential problem be? The potential problem stems from a halacha that's quoted by the Shulchan Aruch in Orach Chaim Siman Kufman Aleph, Se'if Hey, where the Shulchan Aruch says as follows, Hayilu beis haknesses shnei psachim, if you have a shul that has two entrances, lo yikones bepesach zeh la'asoso derech lotzeis, you should not utilize the shul as a shortcut. You shouldn't go into one entrance of the shul in order to utilize the other entrance, or I guess exit, as a kind of shortcut. And the reason is quite intuitive. It's a matter of kavod beis haknesses. It's based on a gemara in Megillah through daf chav ches through daf chav tes. The gemara gives a whole host of halachos that pertain to kavod beis haknesses, things that we're supposed to do or refrain from doing in order to maintain the proper dignity, respect, reverence for a beis haknesses. And one of those halachos is shalola asoso kapandaria. You're not supposed to make a shul into a shortcut. Now the Shulchan Aruch does go on to list certain exceptions. He lists two in particular. V'imhaya haderech over kodem shenivna beis haknesses mutter. He says, number one, if there was a pathway there and later, subsequently, a shul structure was built along that pathway, then you can continue to use the pathway as you did beforehand, that you can continue to utilize it as a shortcut. And number two, let's say you didn't enter the shul space in order to utilize it as a shortcut, but you entered for some real purpose. Then he says, mutter la asoso derech, kshenitnas bo lehespalo, mutter lemishenitnas pesach zeh, lotzis pesach achri. He says, let's say you came to shul to daven. You didn't come to use it as a shortcut. And it happens to be, when you're leaving davening, you happen to be going to a different location, and it's more convenient for you to use an exit that's not the way you came, that's not the way you entered the shul. Shulchan Aruch says, in that circumstance, if you actually came in to utilize the shul space, you didn't just use it as a shortcut, then you are allowed to exit through an alternative doorway as you are leaving the shul. And once again, the reasoning is intuitive. At that point, it doesn't constitute any affront to the kavod of the Beis HaKnesses, to the honor and reverence for the Beis HaKnesses. You just happen to have a practical need after you've already davened there, in which case it would be okay. Now, I would just qualify and note, this doesn't mean that you could just enter a Beis HaKnesses, mutter a couple of psukim, and then utilize it as a shortcut. Some people have that misconception, and it's based on a se'if that appears earlier in Shulchan Aruch. It actually appears in Se'if Aleph, where he says that if you have a legitimate need to enter a shul that's not a Torah or mitzvah-related need, then you should recite a pasuk when entering. For example, let's say you left something in shul. You left your sitter in shul. You left a sefer in shul. And you just have to enter the shul to retrieve it. You're not going into daven. You're not going into learn. You're not really going in for any mitzvah purpose. You're going in for a personal need, but it's a legitimate personal need. In that circumstance, the Shulchan Aruch says, he says, Yikra ma'ato, yomar davar shmua ve'achakach yikra, enu k'tei shelo yehe nirek ilu nichnas letzarcha. He says, then you should come in, you should say, recite a pasuk, whatever psukim you happen to know by heart, bereshis bara elokim es ha'shamayim es ha'aretz, just say something, say some words of Torah, so that it doesn't appear that you are only going in for your personal needs. But that wouldn't license you to use it as a shortcut. Now, one final just interesting halacha that's noted by the Mishnah Brura in Sif Katan Chaf Aleph is that there are some who hold that if you enter a shul in order to daven, not only are you allowed to exit through an alternative entry point, to exit through an alternative doorway, but you actually should. There's a mitzvah to do so. It's based on two alternative girsaos in the Gemara Megillah. The lashon that the Rush and the Tur have in the Gemara is that there's a mitzvah, latzeis mishaar acher, to go out from an alternative entry point. The language of the other Rishonim, of the Rambam, of the Rif, and that's adopted by the Shulchan Aruch, is that you are permitted to do so, but not that you're obligated to do so. Now, why would there ever be an obligation to do so? So the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Chaf Aleph quotes the Ran, who says that if you actually entered for a real need, like davening, then exiting through a different point is not only not an affront to the shul, but it's actually a kavod to the Beis HaKnesses. Why would it be a kavod to the Beis HaKnesses? Because he says, once you're doing that, you're showing how much you enjoyed the space. You're going through the entirety of the Beis HaKnesses. You want to experience the entire Beis HaKnesses. The Ran says, Kadesh Yanira Kemechabev. You love the space so much that you want to experience it in its entirety. You're not just rushing in and rushing out. And therefore, he holds that it is a mitzvah. Question very quickly. And they want to use the bathroom. Okay, so again, if that's the only bathroom they can utilize, then I would say that we should follow the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, which is you should recite some psukim. But the truth is, Chaim, the question that you're raising raises the next part of our question, which we'll Be'ezus Hashem discuss tomorrow, which is the following. All of this is talking about the Beis HaKnesses proper. When the Shulchan Aruch refers to the Beis HaKnesses, what is he referring to? He's referring to this room. In other words, you really wanted to use a shortcut from one hallway to another, so you pass through the Beis HaKnesses, the place where we daven and we learn. That's what you want to utilize. He's not talking about the hallway per se, right? Which is what would come up in your bathroom scenario. And he's definitely not talking about the parking lot. So the question that we will have to address is, what about a chatzar Beis HaKnesses? What about areas that are not really the areas specifically and exclusively designated for davening and learning, but are part of the broader structure of the Beis HaKnesses? Can you use those as a shortcut? That, Be'ezus Hashem, we will discuss tomorrow.